Of course, through my travels as sports director here at KDWA Radio for nearly 20 years, I've met numerous officials and have had many conversations head-to-head with each and every one of them. And as many sports fans have known over the past few years, especially with changing game dates because we just don't have enough officials, one of the biggest problems with officials staying with the job is the abuse that they deal with on a nightly basis. Unruly fans are also a big problem. District 56B House of Representatives member John Hewitt joined KDWA to talk a bit about a bill that would fine unruly fans $1,000 for disrupting an event, and a second bill that would increase the penalty to a gross misdemeanor for assaulting a youth sports official. And aside from being at the Minnesota House of Representatives, Hewitt is one of those officials I've met over the years. We were able to join together to talk about the bills.
Well, thanks for covering this. This is really an important issue because remember our kids when they're out on the playing field, regardless if it's Little League or if it's in high school, it's about them. This is basically an extension of the classroom. We want them to learn the good and the bad, the losses and wins, because that's what life is. And so that's what we always say is that my job as an official is to, yes, enforce the rules, but to make sure the experience on the floor is for the athlete. It's not about me. It's not about the coaches. It's about them, and that's what we're trying to do here. And, you know, in my 20 years, I've done quite a few games at Hastings, and I've always had good experiences there, but I have had experiences elsewhere where we have had trouble, where we've had to throw parents out. That just hurts the kid, right? Or we've had to throw coaches, but coaches are a different thing. And these bills are not about the spirited fan. I'm okay with you telling me that call is terrible or that was a bad call or maybe making fun of my eyesight. That's okay. But what's not okay is when you start going after me using profanity, maybe in some cases using racial terms, or worse, we've seen it with parents going after students in that same factor, or students in the stands going after kids on the floor. That's when you cross the line. That's when we got to do something about it, and we don't have the laws in place to do that. One of the bills is what we call the unruly sports fan. It's that same situation where even a student or a parent or a bad spectator, and we've all sat next to these people, and because I've not only been a ref, I've also had kids play, where you have somebody that is just going at it, swearing inappropriately, going out on the floor, and just making the game unfortunate for everybody. That their bill is going to be put it on pause because the fine would be levied by the Amateur Sports Commission, which is the state agency of the bus that basically can do it. They've never done this before, so they wanted a pause because they've been studying it for the last year. And this is what shocked me. They said, John, how many of these referrals do you think we'll get a year? And they knew the answer. And I said, maybe 25 to 50? They said right now we could actually review over 1,000 of them from our own officials that we hire for soccer. That tells me, A, yep, I'm on the right pathway. In Minnesota, you think we're the good neighbor state. We have that happen that many times. The other one is a simple bill that basically changes it from right now, if you do something at a game to an official, yeah, you can get disorderly conduct, which is pretty low. It's usually treated as fifth-degree assault. In most states, it actually is a gross misdemeanor, and we had a spirited debate about that in public safety this week. I want to get it so it's a gross misdemeanor. If you hit a ref, you're going to jail. Or at least you're going to go see a judge. That's kind of what I want. We had a situation in Detroit Lakes last year, if some people remember it, that had a fan jump across the team on the bench, run out on the floor, throw popcorn in the face of the official, push him, rip his whistle off, and basically end up with a fifth-degree assault charge. Now, you know, the officials are strong. They can take some of this stuff. But think about everybody in the stands that saw that. Think about the kids that saw that. That trip on the way home is not one that a parent wants to explain to their kids. So that's kind of what both bills are.
Stay tuned for more with Hewitt as the bill advances through the state legislature.